Good morning. Good to speak to you. I thank you very much for coming on and listening to Seek the Truth. My greatest prayer is that you might come to know God for yourself. Now, you might not be at that stage. You might just be interested, what's this about? What's the guy talking about? On this blog, well, actually, this is a podcast, isn't it? But I write a blog as well, and I have a YouTube site. If you go on and look at stephen.g.baker or Seek the Truth on any of those things, finding the missing piece, they're the three things that you would get access to what I have to say, and all of it would you would get through Seek the Truth, which is most likely where you've got this from, unless you've gone onto YouTunes, iTunes. I'm not doing very well today, am I? YouTunes, iTunes, my tunes, your tunes, everybody's tunes. But anyway, let's just get back to the business. What I'd try and do is deal with topical issues, talk about things that are happening in the world, and what does the Bible have to say to them? How do they relate to real life? Well, at the moment, I live in the city of Liverpool. Liverpool has got an event on Saturday called Sea Odyssey, and it's a nice story. I haven't seen it because it's still to come. I won't be there because I'm going to be in South Wales talking at a conference, and it would be really good to be in Liverpool, because what they've got is they've got some giants, puppets, which are going to tell a story of a girl whose father was on the Titanic, if I understand the story correctly. Many, many interesting stories that go on about Titanic. Reading a piece last night about different individuals who were on there, including the managing director himself, who gets a lot of bad press, but he apparently helped people get onto the lifeboats, and then he jumped onto an inflatable at the last minute, and apparently his hair went white overnight, and he was maligned for what he did. Many, many people and stories and incidents that you just wonder how much truth there is in so much of it. But fascinating, interesting. A tragedy, isn't it? A ship that really people thought was unsinkable, and probably that's the greatest problem. People thought that that was going to be something that could never, never sink. But we're like that in life, if we're honest. We think certain things are unavoidable. We think certain things will definitely happen or won't happen, and we fix a mindset in certain ways. I suppose one of the most things we ignore most is the fact that every one of us is mortal and that we'll die. It's not something we like to think about every day, and rightly so. We're born to live. We have optimism. In fact, the Bible teaches that we've got the sense of eternity in our hearts. God has written eternity in our hearts, the Bible says. God has given us a knowledge of himself. Now, I know that many would argue against that today. Many would say that's not true because they would have an atheistic viewpoint. But it's interesting that we debate the thing. It's interesting that it's a discussion. It's not just a non-event. It's something we debate ardently. We have great debate, and we get anxious about it, and we get excited about it. There's just something in us that is grappling with this issue of God. Things that we ignore, or things that we really believe in. I believe with all my heart there is a God. I believe that he sent his son. I believe he sent his son to this world, and I believe there's sufficient evidence to understand that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe that history is very clear on it. I believe that the evidences of his life, plus the fulfillments of ancient scripture and prophecy, point very, very clearly to the fact that this one was the promised one, and that God sent his Son into the world. Some of the things we ignore are our mortality, the fact that we do wrong, the fact that we're accountable, the fact that we're guilty, and the fact that we'll face all the things we've done and said when it gets to the end of time. The Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. But another thing we ignore is this, that there is salvation available for all. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Read that verse, if you would, John chapter 3, verse 16. Get a Bible or a New Testament. Go to W.H. Smith, John Menzies, or somewhere like that. Buy a Bible. Go into the library. Pick up one. Read into the New Testament, second half, John, fourth gospel, chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He gave him to Bethlehem. He gave him to die on a cross. He gave him to suffer for our sins, because he knew he was the only one who had no sin and had never done wrong, the only one who could deal with sin. If you believe him, that's not just believe he did it. That's trust in him, rest upon him, depend upon him for salvation. You can be forgiven. You can have God's eternal life. Now, that's obviously not to live forever here, but it is to have God's life within you, and when you die, then to go to heaven, to be in the presence of God, where there's no death, no sin, no tears, no sighing, no suffering. If you are interested in these things, get in touch. There are contact details on the website, seekthetruth.org.uk. We'd love to hear from you. We trust that God would richly bless you today. Thank you for listening.